Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Hello, faithful audience for whom television is just too much information at once. The following audio experience is one big lie. The characters are threadbare, continuity is meh, and years-long foreshadowed events will leave you saying, really? So save your emotional investment for S-Town and enjoy this as the meandering diversion it's meant to be.
Hey, you're out of your charting array.
That's right, Craig, and I have new information about the dimensional portal that I'll share after 38 to 41 minutes of unbearable tension. In the meantime, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 2 years and 3 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, it's being taken over by the dork...
By the dork lord?
The dork lord.
That's a shot.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, it's being taken over by the dark lord, who has imprisoned the town of Hogsface and is forcing me and my co-captives to continue to do this podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, my co-hosts, my co-captives, Chunt, one of the guards. Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to call you King of the Badgers, but now you are one of the guards.
I'm one of the guards. I'm also still King of the Badger.
Oh, you're King of the Badger, just King of mm-hmm. yourself.
Yeah, so underneath my guard cap, if you see, I do have my
crown
still.
There's still a little mm-hmm. crown under there. You are a badger of many hats.
Thank you so much. Shapeshifter of many hats.
Shapeshifter of many hats. Yeah. You are many things. You're too many things to introduce.
A best friend.
Best friend.
A shapeshifter.
You from
a
now
guard,
on.
Guard, a king.
Yeah, from now on, I'm just going to introduce you as.
A real scamp.
Friend. Friend.
Aww. I like that.
But also, almost as good a friend, is my other co-captive and co-host, Usidore.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
World star.
And think but for a moment, friends. I imagine your mind's eye, some other name of mine beginning to take shape, and then cast it away. I brush away those letters and those runes before they fully form and turn your brain into pudding.
How can you have your brain turn into pudding if you haven't eaten any meat? You ever think about that?
I never have thought about
that. Yeah, you will not get any brain pudding until you finished your brain meat.
That's what my dad used to always say. He would say, eat your meat or else your wizard might turn your brain into pudding.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing, not being from this world. Mm-hmm. Is that something that parents just say to their children to scare them and get them to do things they want? Or is that something that happens?
Well, it's both. Parents say that unto their children to keep them in line and to frighten them. Aye, but sometimes a wizard comes along and just turns your brain into pudding because
sure.
he can.
Yeah.
I could. If I wanted to. And the other thing about parents and children is sometimes parents just don't understand.
Yeah, and sometimes kids say the darndest things.
That's true.
Honestly, like when I was a kid, I just said the darndest things.
And sometimes a great notion.
There was a time when I would go to Chunt's Night, and I would invite children onto stage with me, and I would try to just get them to say the craziest things.
What's the craziest thing a child said when you brought them up on stage?
I shall murder you.
Yeah,
no.
and then he took out this enchanted dagger and tried it.
He tried.
It was pretty
for
bad.
For years. Till yeah. he turned 18. Then he was an adult and it didn't matter anymore.
Oh, sure.
He wasn't a kid.
Then
still
like,
trying to murder me.
Yeah. And then his adults say the most terrifying, threatening things.
Yes, mm-hmm. It became terrifying once he turned 18.
What was that kid's now adult's name?
Samthun.
Samthun.
Yes, Samthun the Terrible.
Samthun the Terrible.
We used to see Samthun the Child.
Sure.
But then he earned a reputation for trying to murder wizards.
Well,
particularly me.
Gotta be a nondescript child if that's your nickname. The Child.
Yes, well, yes, he was tow-headed, so sort of, you know, run-of-the-mill kid, you know, honestly.
Sure.
And I used to tell him that all the time. I'm like, you're just an average kid. You're not going to kill me.
Well, that probably just pushed him towards it more.
Yes, I see that now.
Guys, I just want to say, real quick, I'm so excited, Chunt, that you've gotten in better with the guards, so they've been a little more lax about who's in the room, because I have got a great guest that I don't want any of the minions of the Dark Lord to hear about. You know, we're being forced to do this podcast.
You lied. You lied to us.
What's that?
You said I'm going to say this real quick.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm going to say this, and it's going to take a little while.
Okay, thank you.
Better.
We're being forced by the Dark Lord to do this podcast so that he can study the fact that it goes to my world, Earth. But at the same time, let's use the podcast to find ways to undermine and defeat the Dark Lord. And I have a guest that's got some dirt on what the Dark Lord is up to right now.
Ooh.
It's going to crack this story wide open.
Oh, that's why I'm staying in my cell and pretending to be a feeble old man who's still sick from the potions that they feed me, even though I've begun to regain mind powers. I've come here to learn all the secrets. I share these secrets with me, Arnold. Bring this guest forth.
Okay, guys, you wouldn't believe it. The guest is already at the table.
What?
What?
It's a table? But this very table is our guest?
It's not this very table, although the tales this table would tell.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
One week, people are...
Hello?
It's the guest.
I heard that.
Can we start, if anyone has any resonance stones, we're just going to stick those in the cold cellar and close the door.
Oh, no. Sure. Mine have all been confiscated.
Oh, very good. Just as long as there's no resonance, because sometimes, you know, you think they're off, but they're not off. They're still transmitting.
Oh, really? Yeah, guys. This is Sigint, the Five-Eyed Spider.
Whoa.
He does surveillance for the Dark Lord.
Well, I mean, I used to do surveillance for Albane Belleroth, and I totally believed him when he said, you know, we'll just build out this giant surveillance web, and we'll spy on everybody, and we'll intercept all the calls on the resonance stones, and nothing bad will happen, because after me, there will certainly be another ruler just as wise and pleasant as I am.
Wasn't he wonderful?
Yeah. Albane was a great king.
You
know what? When you say, like, Albane doing it, I'm like, okay, sure, let's let Albane do it, because what is he going to do with that information?
Sure, I mean, it's not like power corrupts, right?
No.
No.
I have never known a story that involved power corrupting.
Yeah, so, you know, the cryptomancers, we got together, and we figured out how to bust open the resonance stones. We did what we called a web, right? And
we cast our web. Like, is that the stuff?
Like, when spiders spin webs.
Yeah, yeah.
From there.
We spiders. We made a web, right? And then we had these websites, and we would pull in all the data.
And flies.
And the, well, yeah, because the
You gotta
fly,
eat.
Well, plus, you would be amazed at the processing power of your common or garden spy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, when they start those wings flapping, you know, what you do is you anchor their feet so they really start to panic, and the wings start to just go and go and go. We call that overclocking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You gotta keep them cool.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
But you burn them out, but it's okay, because it's not like we have a shortage of flies, especially after the killing started.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I thought Albane Belleroth was you know, being straight with us when he said, "What's the worst that could happen? We'll just figure out who everyone's friends are. We'll listen to them in their bedrooms. We'll listen to them in their showers." I mean, think about all the places you take your resonance stone, right?
Oh,
you
true.
You got it with you in the bathroom. You got it with you when you're killing people.
Usidore, don't take your resonance stone with you into the bathroom.
Oh, sometimes I have to.
I assure
to,
you, Usidore takes his resonance stone into the bathroom.
What if I do not take it with me into the commode, and then something the terrible will just sneak in through the window and murder me as I do defecate into the that pot.
That's true.
Yes, you will have to be prepared.
By the way, I wanted to compliment you on your wiping technique. It's very neat.
Thank you.
Is that something you learned at wizarding school?
Yes, because a lot of people worry about going from front to back or from back to front, and I decided to figure eights.
Right, it was very good. And you know, he uses, because wizards respect paper, he uses old corn cobs.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Got to get it in both those buttholes.
So, Sigint, I've got a question. So you tapped into resonance stones so you can hear information of Usidore going to the bathroom. Can you just tell wipe information just from the sound of it?
Well, yeah, we call it echolocation.
So we
use very high-pitched tones that we send. You can't hear them, but we send them through the resonance stone, and they bounce off the walls, and we build up a very detailed picture. We spiders, you know, we have... very delicate senses.
Yeah.
See, that's why I always, if I take a resin stone in the bathroom with me, I put tape over it, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. Doesn't work.
Now, Chunt,
it doesn't work?
Doesn't work.
Oh, no. Oh, Chunt, you're not, now that you're a god, you're not going to go and tell our friend here, are you?
No, I'm, what I've been doing this whole time is every time you mention the Dark Lord, in my head, I just say book club. And so it's all in the up and up.
We call that a substitution cipher. We cryptomancers.
Oh, yeah. You're a cryptomancer.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, how could I tap into the resonance? I mean, the resonance stones use a very primitive form of cryptography to disguise their messages, but you still do have to know the basics. You have to understand, you know, the RSA in order to puncture it.
What's RSA?
Oh, that's the Royal Sorcerer's Apprentice. He's the lad that they put in charge of coming up with the crypto for the resonance stone. They wanted to make sure that there'd be a law enforcement back door, and so we could listen in, and it turned out that of course, anyone who could impersonate law enforcement can listen, and you'd be amazed at all the people who are listening in. We caught this whole group of them who called themselves WikiLegs, these spiders who'd flunked out. And boy, we have been chasing them to the ends of the earth. They're in the Kingdom of the West, the Kingdom of the North, the Kingdom of the South, and we just can't catch up with them. Oh,
do they ever spin dark webs?
They do spin dark webs. You'd be amazed. It is dreadful, the piracy that they get up to on those dark webs.
So, Arnie, a dark web is when a spider will spin a web made of black silk. So that the light doesn't refract off of it, so you can't see it. So normally when you're walking, you see a spider web, you're like, oh, a spider web. But the dark webs, you can't really see. It's very hard to get into.
We really like it when it gets on people's faces, and they're like, a web on my face.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's the best thing about being a spider. I mean, there are many great things.
And a lot of times, if you're walking by and you happen to find a dark web, there's usually a little bit of Morglobe there to be had.
Oh, really?
Yep, just spun into the web. You just grab it.
It's easy to get Morglobe on the
dark
web.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes. Very, very high quality, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, super pure, pharmaceutical. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So, like, what other cool stuff could I get in a dark web? Like, if I run into a web and I'm like, whoa, this is a dark web, what should I be grabbing for?
Do you want to get someone killed?
I mean, maybe, but I don't want anyone to know about it.
Well, the dark web has certain anonymity features that we let the WikiLegs types believe we can't puncture.
Sure, it's so dark in that web. You don't know who's in there.
Although, of course, we just use this thing called adversarial stylometry. We just analyze the way that they talk and the way that they move and the pattern of their legs on the web, and then we can figure out which spider is which.
You should know if you're going to buy something or hire services off the dark web, what you have to do is take a gold coin, you have to bite it, so that whoever uses it has, you know, an imprint of your mouth, and then you place it on the web. So once you bite into that coin.
A previously Bitcoin?
Yeah, yes. You could call it a Bitcoin for sure.
I keep going back and forth as to whether I should get into previously Bitcoins. Like, is it too late to really start collecting previously Bitcoins?
I think
Bitcoins?
You can mine them, right? Sometimes they're just in caves. You can just mine them.
I was at the Cryptomancer's Academy when we created the first Bitcoins. And those early Bitcoins, we would take thousands of them to buy just a single spiced potato.
Sure.
These days, they're worth small fortunes. But people do just break in and steal them often as well. You think your Bitcoin is safe. We use exchanges for them because you can't just trade a Bitcoin for a spiced potato. You have to go to the exchange where some people bring their spiced potatoes, some people bring their Bitcoins. We leave them in the exchange for convenience. And every now and again, it turns out the exchange that's run by, it's a technical term among us cryptomancers, a Muppet. And the Muppet just allows anyone to come in and take all the Bitcoins out of the exchange.
So like a Muppet.
Oh. Now, he keeps referencing spiced potatoes for the... it's very difficult to get spices still.
Yeah, because of the spice embargo out of
Migas.
Oh, that's definitely something you can get on the dark web.
You can...
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Yum, 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 yum.
The spice flows.
Get my spicy potatoes.
I've oft gone onto the dark web just to get spices. And linens.
And linens?
Yeah, you just get some good deals out there, too.
Oh, spiders spin amazing linens. The thread counts. Just through the roof.
I'm sure.
I use it to get Adderall.
What's that?
I use it to get Adderall. Have you not had that?
I mean, maybe.
It's a potion that helps you. Well, you would love this. It's a potion that helps you with math.
Oh.
So if you have a lot of numbers, if you have a ton of numbers in front of you, you take this potion and you can add them all up.
Add her all up.
Yeah, I do. So 100% need that.
This was what precipitated my decision to start talking to you all about what's been going on with the cryptomancers and the Dark Lord. Is the Dark Lord,
wait a second. This cool-sounding thing that you started doing for K King Albane is now being used by the Dark Lord?
Oh, assuredly. I mean, you...
But
you,
we don't like the Dark Lord. Well,
but as we say in the Cryptomancer's Academy, if you have a giant surveillance net on the mantelpiece in Act 1, a Dark Lord has to deploy it by Act 3. I mean, this is a well-understood principle.
Your list, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Always check it off your list. If it's seen, you have to use it.
That's right. So what we discovered was that the Dark Lord had an entire army of frost giants, and you know they're not very bright, but he gives them Adderall so that they can do his sums for him, and he's secretly siphoning off the tribute that he takes from us, from the people of Foon, whom he has promised to trade our tribute for better infrastructure, road building projects, and so on. And he takes it and he siphons it off to his own personal accounts, and he uses the Adderall to cover his tracks.
There was a prior king who tried the same scam, but when... One small gold coin at a time.
Was that Richard?
Yes,
the
Richard.
The prior king?
Richard the prior king.
he was fucking filthy. That king would say anything. I mean, some of the things that king said, I was like, what?
But you know what? Like, maybe you didn't like what you heard from Richard the prior king, but they needed to be said.
We used to save all that at the Cryptomancer's Academy. We always made copies of the most entertaining intercepts for ourselves, obviously. Obviously. I mean, we could be trusted with it.
Oh, sure. You know, back on Earth, when I was much younger, I worked in a one-hour photo lab, and people would always just make copies of the most interesting pictures and put them in a drawer.
That sounds terrible. You shouldn't do that.
No, you should put them on a bulletin board like we did.
Oh, put them someplace where more people could see them?
Well, I mean, just, you know, your colleagues, right? What's the point of putting them in a drawer if you can't share them with your colleagues and laugh at them?
That's true.
We call that laugh int.
What are some of the funniest pictures you copied?
You know, this was in Ohio, so most of the pictures were just cool trucks. True story.
And what is a cool truck?
Oh, God, I don't want to talk about
it. Oh, this brings us to another segment of Arnie Answers. What's a cool truck, Arnie?
A cool truck would be like a big purple truck with...
But what is a truck?
Oh, boy, that's going to take a lot longer to explain. You know what? Here, let's do this. Let's take a break and refresh our drinks, and I'll tell you guys everything about a truck, like how it works technologically, how combustion works, all of that.
Finally, trucks.
Do trucks have nuts?
So anyway, that's a pretty accurate and in-depth explanation of how trucks work.
I agree with you, Arnold. It sounds bitching.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And we're getting nuts. Truck nuts.
Oh, that's a good idea. Sorry, I wasn't following that.
It'd just be like nuts you eat in a truck.
Oh. Hmm. Almonds.
Can I just...
it's always almonds.
I like almonds.
You know, your description of a truck was just you saying the word truck like 40 times.
But you guys get what I meant.
I did.
I also made noises.
I like almonds.
I also went vroom, vroom, vroom.
And you said there's something known as a monster truck? What is...
Should I encounter this monster
Don't
truck?
Make me take another break.
I would take out mine sword and mine staff if it were available to me, and I would slay this monster truck, rip out its heart, and take all of its gold!
All right, look, you can have that battle, but let's do it on Sunday.
Yes. Yes, yes.
But Singin', why do we have you here? I know we don't have a whole lot of time because the Dark Lord's minions could come in here at any moment. Is there anything we can do to stop this?
Well, you need to know how to keep your communications secret.
And sure.
The problem is that most of the advice that you get, like when the traveling junglers come through with their puppet shows about wise use of resonance stones, it's what we call security theater. It's just a show about how to keep a secret. None of it's very good advice. But... I'm here to tell you that there is very, very good cryptomancy that anyone can use. It's PGP.
PGP?
Yeah, Pixie Goblin Privacy. The pixies and the goblins. You get one pixie at one end, you get a goblin at the other end. And you know when you put a pixie and a goblin together, fellas, you know you're going to be
quite a show.
And so you whisper in the goblin's ear and the pixie knows, and then you whisper in the pixie's ear and the goblin knows, but nobody knows apart from the pixie and the goblin. What happens between a pixie and a goblin stays between a pixie and a goblin.
They're perfectly matched, for they are so fundamentally different, yet able to communicate with one another, that someone who comes along and gets one half of the message from the goblin, one half message from pixie, isn't going to be able to understand it.
And speaking even as an arachnoid, I have to say that it's pretty hot.
Yes, very hot. Sure.
Ooh, can you say that again? It's what?
Pretty hot.
I like the way he says hot. I'm going to start doing that. Hot.
Hot.
Noise.
And as a spider, we like to spell hot with a 4. H4WT. We have our own little code we use.
That is what.
Now, I primarily communicate through birds, which is not traditionally a very secure way of communicating. Anyone can capture a bird. Anyone can trick a bird into telling it what you told it just by coaxing it with bird seed or, you know, threatening its family. But what I've started to do is I scramble the bird's brain. And then the person I send the message to knows how to unscramble the brain.
When you say scrambled, is that like pudding?
Yes, a little bit.
Usador, have you ever thought using a burner bird?
I did think about using
a phoenix.
A phoenix. Yes, because you send it, and then when it gets there, it goes, it's gone.
What you want to do, in speaking as someone who's an expert in aviation operational security, is you want to find not the common bird, a bird that almost no one's ever heard of, a very, very rare bird, an obscure bird, because that way you can practice security through obscurity, and that is the finest security we have.
Yes, I shall begin using pelicans.
Now, Singit, I mostly communicate by recording a weekly podcast here in the Tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon.
Yes, we know.
And sending it through a dimensional rift to another world, and then I don't really know what happens to it there. Is that secure?
No. I think that you should probably assume that the Dark Lord is man in the middling, as we say in cryptomancer circles. That means that he stands in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
And while your podcast comes along, anytime you've got a particularly funny joke, he just shouts something not very funny over top of it. So the people who hear it, they think that the jokes are terrible.
What?
Yeah.
Well, luckily, this whole thing is very serious, and there are jokes.
Yeah,
yes.
Is there a way we can get him from man in the middling to man in the mirroring?
So he can look at himself and make a change?
Yeah, change his ways.
I was thinking the exact same thing, honestly.
If we're going to make the world a better place, we got to...
Look at yourself and make a change.
Yeah, except for him. Except I want him
to look at himself.
Everything we're doing is great.
We're doing amazing!
We're making history.
It sounds like maybe you've practiced CBT.
CBT?
Yes.
Maybe in college. What's CBT?
CBT stands for Crackin' Butt Tough.
Oh, yeah. You practice.
You ever
that.
Heard that before?
Yeah, cracking butt tough.
Yeah. Sometimes, when something is butt tough and you crack it, it means you're making progress.
Yeah, if you would really want to make a behavioral change,
you have to start with your butt.
You've got to crack down. Mm-hmm. And the first place you crack down is that big fat ass.
Yeah, it's true.
What?
With a four.
Well, Singit, thank you so much. I know you have to leave because the Dark Lord's minions could show up at any time.
Oh, yes. In fact, from my understanding, based on my tripwires, is that they're nearly upon us, so I'm going to be off now.
Actually, I know you're going to leave, but also, guys, didn't you look out the windows? It's snowing, and I don't know if we can even open the front door. I think that we're...
Snowed in?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I think we're snowed in.
Luckily,
as a spider, I can go through the cracks in the ceiling.
Good.
That's good. Usually where I go when I'm dangling over your mouth while you sleep.
Well, we hope to hear from you again soon.
I think I eat 3 to 5 of you a year.
You know, my children, the ones who survived, they've acquired a kind of hardiness.
Oh.
So thank you, because you've given us a robustness that we use as we walk our webs. And our websites.
Oh, look at him climb up his own little web.
Oh, sing the ceiling. Sing it, bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, he wrote something in his web. Some pig.
Some pig.
I've lost a lot of weight. That's rude. I've lost a good amount of weight. Sing it, God damn it. Well, you know what? I hope next time he comes back, we can get him to tell us about some of the other spiders that are spying on stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of charlatans,
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, we just really... It's been too long since we've had someone finger a spider on this.
Oh, yeah. We should have asked for his consent.
We probably should also charge money for people who see Arnie stand under this sign.
So ends another visit to a richly textured world populated with nuanced characters and interconnected details. For those of you wishing to be trapped in an elevator with 3 grown men trying to outjoke each other alongside an innocent stranger, go ahead and check that off your bucket list. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. He's yelling again. Oh, it's like when Maui gets his hook back at the end of Moana, after we find out the lava monster was just female rage personified. Shunt the shape-shifting badger was played by Adil Rafai. Is it true Adil stores his ability to undercut any joke in his beard? I'll never tell. Signet the Spider was played by special guest Cory Doctorow. Cory Doctorow is the author of the new novel Walk Away. Check out the DRM-free audiobook, read by Will Wheaton, Amber Benson, Amanda Palmer, and others undeserving of specific mention, at craphound.com, Downpour, or your favorite DRM-free audiobook repository.
So, what did you learn from the charting array?
Oh, Craig, it's a whopper. Of course, every dimensional tear leaves a signature of where it originated. Days of analysis revealed that this one came from the perfectly cube-shaped Loganus Nebula.
You mean...
That's right. Home of the Bunker Guardian High Council. This was an inside job. Our course is clear. I'll investigate further, while you do the part of the credits that no longer interest me.
Wow, this is big stuff. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan D. Georgie. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. Wow, I can't believe the startling revelation there, but I don't have anything else to say about it. Here, so, okay, bye!